Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 9. This is letter number 2687. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 29th day of Iyar, in the year Tovshi Yudalet, Brooklyn. And we've had several letters Rebbe is addressing to his Mechutin, Rav HaGaon, etc. Mareinu Gershon Sheyichya Chen. And we have, like I said, several letters to him. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, in responding to your letter from Tiferes Shebi Yisoid, that's the Sefira that they counted then, and also with the combined with the Pidyon Nefesh, the soul redemption note that I will read during an auspicious time on the Tzion, on the holy resting place of my father, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. May the blessed Hashem succeed you, your honor, to give new good news about yourself, I guess. Now, he asked the Rebbe some technical things about there's a maimer that starts with Lahovim Mashakosu B'Tanya Perichov Gimel. So the Rebbe says there are various discourses that begin with this opening, and it seems like one of them is from the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek, one of them for Harav HaTzadik Rebbe Hillel Meparich. It's another rabbi, a chassid of the Rebbe, and also to the sons or the grandsons of the Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe says, well, it's difficult to determine who it is, to whom it belongs, because generally they're all based on the Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Rebbe is asking him his technical question, who wrote that Maimer? And the Rebbe says, there are several that start like that, they're all based on that same Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek. There is also a tradition to study the tractate Sota during the Sefirat HaOmer. And so he, Rebbe is explaining the reason for it based on the Zohar Chelik Gimel, which gives the connection, and also brought down Chassidus, that the Omer, that's the korban that they brought for the Sefirat HaOmer, was made out of barley. And that is the same as the mincha, the meal offering of the Soita was also made on the barley. The usual grain that was brought in the Beit HaMikdash was chitim, was wheat, with some exceptions. So these are the two exceptions. So there is an exception between the mincha of the Sota and the offering of the Omer, they're both of barley. And then he pointed out that also the tractate Shavuot, that talks about oath, not the Yom Tov Shavuos that we know, also has the same number of pages, 49 pages, which is Mesechta Sota. So the Rebbe says we do find in some Sefarim, there's also a tradition that they bring down to study the Mesechta Shavuos during the Sefira. The Rebbe brings down from the Sefer Zekor in Yehuda, brought in Lekutei Ma'arich Seidim in Hogi Yemei Omer, and this used to be the tradition of the author of the Imre Yesh. So, in other words, other people learn other tractates that also have the same number, but I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, was that we learn Sota. So that's our tradition. The Rebbe blesses him for proper health, and as the expression of my father-in-law of the Rebbe, to receive the Torah with joy and with in an inner. So here he asks several things. The Rebbe's Mechutan, this Gershon Chaim, and the Rebbe gives him the different answers about who the author of the Maimer Lahavin Masher Kosuv and the tradition of learning Masechta Sota as it connects with the barley korban of the Mincha Sota and the Omer, and that was brought in the beginning of Sefirat Omer, and the number that the Rosh Hashanah with Shavuos, there's some people who have that tradition, but the Chabad tradition is to do the Sefer, is to do the Sota.